Hi, I'm Pen Holland. I'm based in York in the UK. It's 4 weeks since I recorded a podcast for Kids Lab about Peter the Seed Eater. Peter uses Raspberry Pi to measure how fast helicopter seeds fall. It feels like a very long time ago. 3 weeks ago, I was going to work as normal. I'm a lecturer in ecology at the University of York, and at this time of year, we have a lot of final year students finishing up research projects, and we were planning a field trip to Portugal in April. 2 weeks ago, my colleagues and I took the decision to cancel the workshop that we would have been running last week because unnecessary long-haul flights looked increasingly irresponsible. We cancelled the field trip too. 1 week ago, we moved to working from home. We ran the workshop remotely across 17 time zones, somewhat on the wing. This week, the buildings on campus are being locked. We're all requested to stay at home. The schools and the nurseries shut last Friday. I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. My husband and I are both lucky enough to be able to work from home. We've got a lot of Lego and a bit of outside space. It's a daunting prospect to be here until further notice. What was striking about our virtual workshop last week was that from +8 to -8 GMT, 17 time zones, every single participant was affected by COVID-19. Every single participant was staying at home, either by order or by choice. Many of us had children in the background. Every video call started with a conversation about how we were all managing, how our families were doing, how weird it all was. As an icebreaker, it worked wonders to have such common ground. So at university, we've all switched to remote teaching and learning. And of course, we've always had a large component of private study and independent learning built into our courses. We do a lot of research-led teaching. That might mean learning about the research that happens in the university, or it might mean learning the skills or techniques. And sometimes it means learning by doing the research yourself. It seems to me that this is what child-led learning progresses into. Children are naturals at learning by playing, by testing, by seeing what happens and trying again, just by living. Following our children during these interesting times gives us an opportunity to nurture the next generation of researchers, explorers, and independent learners in a way that has never been seen on such a scale before. Like many parents, I've been collecting ideas and resources to fill at least some of our time with wholesome and occasionally explicitly educational activities, so that screen time still has some value when we need it most. You can see some of those resources on the Kids Lab website. I'll be looking at the Seed Eater resources soon to see what can be expanded for an equipment like back garden and kitchen table sort of an approach. But the things I've read that resonate most are those that remind us to be kind to our families, to our friends and colleagues, and to ourselves. The one most important thing that we can teach our children at the moment is how to build resilience and how to cope in stressful times, even if we're not sure how to do it ourselves. That it's okay to find life a bit weird, because so do the adults. That it's okay to just do what needs doing and not much else. We will find our new normal in time. Nothing will be quite the same again. Many things will be hard for quite a long time. But I've never talked to people so much in my life by video or email or by messaging apps as I have over the last couple of weeks. We might all be more than 2 metres apart, but whether our kids are sharing pictures of Lego towers, doing live-streamed PE at the same time every morning, playing games and reading stories with grandparents over video chats, or hanging out in online games together, in lots of ways, we're closer together than we were a couple of months ago. This is so big and it affects so many people around the world. But I think if we can emphasise that closeness, the kids will be okay.